way they did in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, they're going to fail. Command and control styles of management were stupid during past decades, but managers got away with it because things moved more slowly and employees didn't have as many work choices as they do today. For instance, did you have any idea that as recently as 1998, 92% of the 750,000 people laid off found jobs with equal or better pay? So you see, today, command and control management style is a death wish, and it's the last bastion of cavemen in managers' clothing. Here's the next point I'd like to talk about. There are too many people promoted into management who have limited management or leadership training. Too often, we give someone the title of manager and expect them to be one. But all a title does is buy time to become a manager, to gain influence and get the job done, or to destroy morale, create chaos, and diminish the organization. These people need a game plan for success. They need the skills that will allow them to bring out the best of their people. They don't just wake up one morning and know these things. These things have got to be learned and internalized. The bottom line is, when your managers get good, your salespeople and your subordinates are going to get good. Better managers are more capable of attracting, hiring, and developing solid performers. Well-trained managers are the bedrock you need to build your foundation of success. I'm telling you to spend $2 training a manager for every $1 you spend training a subordinate. And if you have a limited budget and have to choose, train the managers first. When they get good, they'll get the team good. And until they are, the team is going to be inconsistent, incapable, and demoralized. Training managers strikes at the root of the problem. Training subordinates or salespeople without training managers simply hacks at the leaves. And as Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the leaves, there's one striking at the root. We've got to strike at the root of the problem, at the root of our challenge, and that is training the managers first, training them well, training them continually. Now let's talk about the third point here about retraining our managers. Think about this. Turnover. If you have turnover in your sales department or in any department, but let's take the sales department because that's preeminent in turnover terms. Think about this. Turnover is not a salesperson problem. It's a management problem. You see, a recent Gallup study surveyed 100,000 workers and found overwhelmingly that the number one motivational force in the workplace today is not money, it's not time off, it's not recognition or other perks. The number one motivational force in the workplace today is the manager. A salesperson's relationship with his immediate supervisor is the make-or-break force in your workplace. Hours, pay, and the like are important, of course, but they don't overcome a mediocre manager. Now, employees in this survey said they'd rather work in an old-fashioned workplace with a good manager than in a state-of-the-art facility laced with all the fringes and perks and a poor boss. This is why training salespeople is not the answer to turnover. Training managers is. In fact, when you train salespeople without training managers, you increase turnover because at the same time you temporarily heighten the salesperson's skills and attitude, you create a wider disconnect with the manager who continues to think and act at old world levels and hasn't the abilities to coach the new skills the salesperson has learned. This creates frustration and a feeling within the salesperson that the manager is not with it. You also put your manager in an awkward position, as it is difficult, if not impossible, to continue leading people who have outgrown them. And this happens so often when we train subordinates at any level without training their managers. Their people can outgrow them. It's almost impossible to lead people at that level. Here's another point to think about. Increased pay and fat benefit packages don't replace a good manager. Now, some business owners and top-level managers think that if they can just enhance their pay plan a bit, you know, maybe offer signing bonuses and boost the benefits, that they'll be able to attract more and better people. Now, these things help, but they're not the answer. Kind of like buying tickets to a ball game. It'll get you into the ballpark, but it's not going to help you win. Overwhelmingly, people leave managers, not companies. Let me say that again. Overwhelmingly, people leave managers, not companies. You may attract people with a bigger carrot, but how long they stay and how productive they are while they're at work is going to depend primarily on their relationship and their respect for their immediate supervisor. If you have a turnover problem, low morale, if you've got too many salespeople or subordinates at any level turning in average numbers, if you've got inconsistency from month to month or difficulty making it to the next level, then you have a management problem. Knowing this, if you still don't take action to improve your managers, then you're the problem. The first key lesson in leadership today, retrain your managers. Nothing is going to get better for long until they do. They're the people in charge of creating the environment where you work. They're in charge of selecting the people, lining them up with the right role, figuring out how to motivate.